We return to the Keyamo cruise again today and get a chance to hear a rare Loud and Rich concert that was all recorded on the cruise this past February. Loud and Rich are a British founding member of Fairport Convention and an exceptional songwriter and guitarist, Richard Thompson, and the humorous and often brilliant observer, Loudon Wainwright III. The two have earned their elder statesman role, having been at it since the 1960s. We'll hear the two accompany each other in concert after our conversation. I began by asking how it all began and if today's set was an unusual Loud and Rich show.
We've played together on several different continents over the years, and just in the last year or so, we've done a lot of Loud and Rich shows, where normally I would go out and do a bunch of songs, and then Rich would come out and play a couple, and then in his show we would do that. It would be his show, and I would be the guest. But now
it's a whole hour.
It's a whole. Amazing.
What the hell are we going to do? I don't know.
Jeez, Kumbaya, I would imagine.
Kumbaya, very long. Yeah, Kumbaya, with a sort of Grateful Dead jam that
yes,
makes it last an hour.
Long, yeah. 20-minute jam of Kumbaya.
It's going to be great.
Now, did you guys meet, actually? I know, Richard, you produced a couple albums with Loudon when he was living in England. Was
yes,
that
I
when
did.
You met?
I think we met before that. We met sort of in the 70s, bro.
We met in the 70s. Was it the Mark Ellington thing in
Scotland?
Yeah, I think
it was, yeah, yeah.
We did a TV show. We clicked. I don't know.
And then you both moved to you live
well,
in
no,
LA
I moved
now.
To England and then I made a record in 1982 called Fame and Wealth and snagged him, and he actually played on my first record. Then I came to England in about 1985, and Richard was kind enough to produce two of my records.
Both of which
were nominated for Grammys.
How about that? It's just the sheer quality of production. I just pushed it up to another level.
Yeah.
Well, let's have a bit of a Grammy discussion because, Richard, you were nominated this year for Dreamatic.
Holy cow. How did that happen?
It was fantastic. But you were on the cruise on Grammy night, so I guess they couldn't get a cameo shot of you.
Yeah, that's a sure sign you're going to lose. If they know you can't turn up, then you don't stand a chance. Yeah.
And Loudon, it's funny, the last time we talked was right before the Grammys last year. And you had your fingers crossed, and you ended up winning for High, Wide, and Handsome.
I'm a Grammy winner.
Hey!
And
What was it like?
What was it like to have Meek? That was a Freudian slip. Mick Fleetwood.
Mick Fleetwood?
He announced my name.
He did you.
And actually handed me the statuette. I don't think he had no idea of who I was.
But he's a drummer.
That's true. They're so stupid, drummers. But you know, it was great to win. And Rich, I'm sure you will win.
I've already lost. It's already over. Oh, you mean one of these days? One of these days.
Yes, but you're still alive, Richard.
Well, did you know that Richard got an OBE this year?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well...
Well,
tell them what
that's better
for.
Than a Grammy, isn't it? I mean,
I would think
overeater,
so.
Bulimic.
Yeah, it's more of a lunchtime achievement award, really.
And you got to meet the Queen.
Oh well, I will do. It's coming up. It's upcoming ceremony. I'm still trying to figure out what to wear.
But you met her before. I think they were honoring.
We're great pals. You know,
hanging with the Queen.
Yeah, I met her and she said, you know, it's funny. You know, the Queen came up to me and she said. What was Nick Drake really like? Fantastic. She's so in touch.
Now, somewhere in my memory bank is that in California, you guys play tennis together. Is this true?
We used to. I think Loudon's now off the list.
Right. I've hung up my racket. I got a hip replacement a few years ago, and you know those sudden moves are I don't want to go back and get another. Have my replacement replaced. Yeah. But Rich is still out there on the
still
court.
Twanging, yep. Oh, it's embarrassing when your kids beat you six love. That's devastating.
I would know all about that.
Yeah.
okay, now, when you travel with the Loud and Rich Show, do you actually travel together? Do you get in a little Datsun and go out?
No, we don't.
No, we don't. We never speak except on the stage or for special occasions like this. We travel in separate cars with smoked windows. We don't even want to see each other. Right, Rich?
Correct. Absolutely correct. Yeah.
Now, have you heard people... Actually, many people may not know that Loud and Rich is kind of a play on the country act Big and Rich.
Is it?
No, it isn't. I want to dispel that.
Who's Big and Rich? I've never heard of him. I come from another culture, so.
Right. Well, I heard about them, but when this record I mentioned in 1985 we made, all right, there was a picture of the two of us, and didn't I come up with a caption?
You came up with that witty caption that has been a millstone around our necks.
Big and Famous, or whatever that group, they stole that thing from us.
Well, we're looking for a third person. I can't think who's got the right name. You know, like a, you know, Obnoxious Jackson or someone. So it could be Loud, Rich,
Patty
and
Obnoxious. Loveless.
Yeah, Loud, Rich, and Loveless. That's good.
There you go.
I think we're hearing the show now, which is happening later. One of the things I was thinking about is perhaps you guys, one of the things you have in common is common inspiration in the beginning. There's much made of you going to the 63 Newport Folk Festival, and can we point to any one figure? Can we point to Bob Dylan or something as something inspirational to
Is there any one figure we can give the finger to? I was a Bob Dylan fan, and I did see him at the Newport Folk Festival, and I did hitchhike up there with my Martin guitar and slept on the beach. But actually, I was a fan, but the people that I loved of that era were, and mercifully they're still with us, were people like the Jim Queskin Jug Band and Ramblin' Jack Elliott, who was my huge, in fact... I used to go to boarding school in Middletown, Delaware, and I would take weekends up to the second fret in Philadelphia to see Ramblin' Jack Elliott. I was
who played there a lot.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. So Bob is of course huge, and we love him. But Ramblin' Jack and Jeff Moldar and Jim Queskin and Fritz Richmond.
Well, I bring that up for you, Richard, because people always make a big deal about Fairport being inspired by American. Some a lot of American singer-songwriters at that point.
I mean, in our early years, I suppose we like lyrics, so we were a lyric-conscious band. And at that time, you know, the good singer-songwriters were coming mostly out of the States. You know, well, we also did like Ewan McCall songs, you know, which are more homegrown. But we used to go to Bob Dylan's publisher and say, you know, have you got any outtakes? You know, and they say, oh, sure, here you are. Here's the basement tapes. Oh, thank you very much. You know, we went to Joni Mitchell's publisher and said, "Have you got anything by Joni?" And he's like, "Oh, here's her first album. You know, not released for another year, but here you go." So we found all this great singer songwriter material. But you know, that was before we became much more of a traditional music UK traditional music based band.
And before what he was writing too, or I guess
exactly. You know, very soon after that, we started writing our own material, which you had to be credible in those days.
Incredible, you are. Four decades on, both of you are as busy as ever, and there are some of your contemporaries who've quit or whatever. What drives you? Are you
quit or are dead?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, mostly the latter.
What? But you always seem to be, you know, writing for the next album and looking for the next thing to do. What keeps you from, not doing all that stuff?
Off to you.
Well, I'm on several medications, which are helping me get through everything at this point. But aside from that... it's fun, you know. I mean, the vagaries, the travel, and the getting on rocking boats and flying on planes and staying in hotels. It's, I don't know about you, Rich, but I don't like that anymore.
I don't like that anymore. Yeah, it's a grind. I still enjoy some aspects of the travel.
Really?
Yeah, I'm through with airports. Airports are just you know, these days, you know, being sort of partly raped every time you're trying to get on a plane is a bit too much.
Yeah. And but, boy, when you have an artificial hip, they really feel you.
Oh,
good.
But they do, yeah.
Woof.
Yeah, nice.
Male assist! Yes, please! What part of the travel do you like?
Well, I just like
Those fabulous restaurants?
the fabulous restaurants, you know, the wonderful hotels, you know, Oscar Bazar clean sheets, those ones, you know.
Yeah. It's fun to get away from home for a while, too.
I mean, the thing I really like doing it is playing live, but it's playing in front of an audience.
There we go.
I knew you'd come up with something.
Something like that, yeah. So that's the big payoff.
Well, what do you think of this? This is kind of a unique experience, this cruise thing. I know neither of you have done this before.
It's fun. It's really interesting. It's a very dedicated crowd. You know, there's nobody on the boat not interested in music, which is extraordinary. So we're having a good time. We're getting paid for traveling around, singing. You know, seeing some wonderful places. It's a great experience.
Yeah, I've never seen so many standing ovations.
Yeah.
And they stand up for just about anything.
Well, on that note, Loud and Rich.
Oh, yeah, standing ovation.
That was a swaying ovation.
The boat was indeed swaying for our interview with Loudon Wainwright and Richard Thompson. And now we go to the stage on the Keyamo cruise for Loud and Rich, starting with the Richard Thompson song, I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight.
So tired of working every day. Now the weekend's come, I'm gonna throw my troubles away. If you got the cafe, I'll miss the air to alright. I want to see the bright lights tonight. There's crazy people running all over town. There's a silver band just a marching up and down. And the white boys are all spoiling for a fight. I want to see the bright lights tonight. Meet me at the station, don't be late. I need to spend some money and it just won't wait. And hold me tight. I want to see the bright lights tonight. Drunken nights are rolling on the floor. It's just the kind of mess that I'm looking for. Well, I'm gonna dream till Monday comes inside. I want to see the bright lights tonight. Meet me at the station, don't be late. Just one way. Take me to the dance and hold my time. I want to see the bright lights tonight.
One more time.
Take me to the dance and hold my time. I want to see the bright lights tonight.
Gonna do a song from my album, High, Wide, and Handsome, the Charlie Poole Project.
By the way, Loudon, wasn't that a Grammy-winning album?
Rich, it was. God.
I thought so.
Grammy, I'm a Grammy winner, and you're an OBE, baby.
Well, that was nothing, really.
OBE, we're looking at an OBE here.
I didn't have to do anything for that, really.
Overeater, Etruscan, bulimic. No.
You're just jealous.
I know, I am jealous, because I want to meet the Queen, too.
She's a sweetheart. She's a sweetheart.
Is she nice?
Yeah, she's very nice.
I'd be happy to meet the surviving members of the group Queen. All right, I'm right on the spot, Rich. Anyway, Charlie Poole, a crazy American North Carolinian banjo-playing singing guy, 1892 to 1931. Flossie, oh Flossie, now what's the matter? Walked all the way from Cincinnati one morning just for 4 days. I can't talk, neither can I walk. Just getting back from the state of old New York one morning just for 4 days. If I lose, let me lose. I don't care how much I lose. If I lose $100, or I'm trying to win a dime for my baby, she keeps money all the time. Thought I'd give my feet some exercise. I had nothing else to do. One morning, just for 4 days. Yeah, the meat was so greasy, so fat. Bars were fighting the Spaniard. I was fighting that. One morning, just for 4 days. If I lose, how much I lose. If I lose $100, or I'm trying to win a dime for my baby, she keeps money all the time.
Give us another one, Rick.
See them boats coming round the bend. Everyone was loaded down with American men. One morning, just before day, if I lose, let me lose. I don't care how much I lose. If I lose dog goes bow wow, kitty goes meow, milk cow, she goes moo. Chicken goes clucking, the duck goes quack, and the rooster goes cock-a-doodle-doo. Pig is fat and the snail is slow, and the donkey sure is dumb. Lion is brave and the bear is strong, and the snake spits out its tongue. Fish in the air and birds in the water and the earthworm underground. Clams in the shell, ants in the hill, and horses on a merry-go-round. Big as a whale, crazy like a fox, lazy as a three-toed sloth. Beavers making dams, bees making honey, Dr. Caterpillar and Miss Moth. Come on, Rich! Hop your head! With a monkey on my back and a tiger in my tank and a frog down in my alligator shoes and a turtleneck sweater and a full-length camel hair coat and a shark skin suit, drinking bird's nest, super rabbit foot for a bucket charm. Cuckoo chew up along in the zoo, reading Orwell's Animal Farm. Hey, dog goes bow wow, kitty goes meow, the milk cow she goes moo. Chicken goes clucking, the duck goes quack, and the rooster goes cock-a-doodle-doo. Yeah, the pig is fat and the snail is slow, the donkey sure is dumb. The lion is brave and the bear is strong. Thanks, thanks, thanks. Dog goes bow wow, kitty goes meow, the milk cow she goes moo. Chicken goes clucking, the duck goes quack, and the rooster goes cock-a-doodle-doo. The pig is fat and the snail is slow, and the donkey sure is dumb. The lion is brave and the bear is strong, and the snake spits out its tongue.
This one's for all the drunks in the audience. I thought so, yeah.
And the guys that are stuck in the elevator. I've met a few of them in the elevator, too.
Oh, the guys who are too drunk to get out, they just go up and down all night. That's fantastic, yeah. This is a unique show. We've never done this before, and we'll probably never do it again, because it's a disaster so far.
Oh, man, this is going great.
We love you too. We too love you. I mean, we love you too.
Yeah, but I heard her say that at the Patty Griffin show too. Now, who the hell do you love here?
Yes, sort yourself out. You know, a bit of therapy wouldn't hurt, you know?
I think it's a little bit of Cruise promiscuity on your part.
I think so, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if you loved Buddy Miller too.
That's right. So fine, dressed up in green velvet, their silver buckles shine. Soon they'll be blaring out under keg of wine, down where the drunkards roll, down where the drunkards roll. See that lover standing, just staring at the ground. He went looking for the real thing, and lies were all he found. You can get the real thing, but only cost a pound. Down where the drunk heads roam. Thank you. a troubled woman. She dreams a troubled dream. She lives out on the highway and she keeps her money clean. Soon she'll be returning to the place where she's the queen. Down where the drunkards roam. Down where the drunkards roam. You can't be a gambler who never drew a hand. You can't be a sailor who never left dry land. And Jesus and everyone will understand. Down where the drunkards roam. Down where the drunkards roam.
Richard Thompson song. There are just a ridiculous number of them. And over there at the Spinnaker, you'll be knocking them dead.
Or something.
Say, if I never met you,
never gonna be a fool. Never gonna be a fool. Tongues touch fire and eyes cry rivers. Indian givers, hearts of stone. Paper ships and painted faces. The world's no place when you're on your own. Oh, a heart needs a home.
A Heart Needs a Home, another Richard Thompson song, finishing up our set with Loudon Wainwright III and Richard Thompson, recorded on the Kiamo Cruise this past February. Our thanks to Alan Smith for recording and mixing today's show.